Good morning. It's Saturday, November 8th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily allowed the Trump administration to withhold $4 billion in food benefits from low-income Americans. The emergency order, issued late Friday by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, freezes a lower court ruling that required full payments under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Earlier, a Rhode Island judge accused the administration of playing politics with food aid, warning that 16 million children risk going hungry during the government shutdown. The White House says it can only afford partial funding as the shutdown stretches into its second month. Further hearings will determine whether full payments must resume. Another news. Travel chaos hit American airports Friday as over 5,000 flights were canceled or delayed amid new government-mandated flight cuts. The Federal Aviation Administration ordered airlines to reduce flights by 4%, set to reach 10% next week to relieve pressure on unpaid air traffic controllers during the record-long government shutdown. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said the move aims to maintain safety as staff shortages worsen, but unions warn that fatigue among controllers is becoming dangerous. The passengers across major hubs, including New York and Los Angeles, face long lines and missed connections. Lawmakers remain gridlocked on a deal to reopen the government, leaving air travel disruptions likely to continue. Another news. A federal judge in Oregon has permanently blocked President Donald Trump from deploying National Guard troops to Portland. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut, a Trump appointee, said the president lacked a lawful basis to federalize the Guard, citing no rebellion or danger of rebellion. The case arose after the administration attempted to send troops to quell protests against federal immigration raids. Emmergut ruled that the move violated the 10th Amendment, which reserves powers to the states. The White House maintains it was protecting federal property and plans to appeal. The decision sets a precedent limiting presidential powers to use the military in U.S. cities around the world. President Trump has granted Hungary a one-year exemption from U.S. sanctions on Russian oil and gas. The move came after Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban visited the White House on Friday, seeking relief from penalties targeting Russian energy exports. The exemption allows Hungary, a landlocked nation heavily dependent on Russian pipelines, to keep importing fuel without repercussions. Trump called the decision a practical exception, praising Orban as a strong leader. The deal reportedly includes Hungarian purchases of U.S. natural gas, softening the optics of defiance. European leaders, however, warn the move undermines unity against Moscow as the Ukraine war continues. Another news, European Union naval forces have freed 24 crew members from a Maltese-flagged oil tanker hijacked by Somali pirates. The Hellas Aphrodite was seized Thursday while sailing from India to South Africa when armed attackers opened fire and boarded the ship. The crew took shelter in a fortified citadel until a Spanish warship, part of the EU's Operation Atalanta, intervened. No injuries were reported, and the pirates fled before commandos stormed the vessel. Officials say the rescue highlights renewed threats from Somali gangs exploiting rerouted trade away from the Red Sea, where Houthi attacks have surged. Patrols in the region are now being increased. Another news. In Tanzania, at least 240 people have been charged with treason following violent protests over last week's disputed election. President Samia Suluhu Hassan won with 98% of the vote after opposition figures were barred from running. Rights groups say hundreds were killed as security forces cracked down on demonstrators. Among the accused is businesswoman Jennifer Jovin, alleged to have urged protesters to buy gas masks. Convictions could carry the death penalty, though such sentences are rarely enforced. Kenya has raised concerns for its citizens' safety amid reports of cross-border violence. The court will reconvene on November 19th for further hearings. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.